Hey, welcome to the Rom-Com Podcast. Today we're talking about Wes Anderson's first feature film, Bottle Rocket. And make sure to follow us on Letterboxd at Rom-Com Podcast. We'll also put it in the description so you can see what movies we've watched, what we've rated them, and what's on our watch list for next time. For anyone who hasn't seen it, it's about the main character Anthony, played by Luke Wilson, who has just been released from a mental hospital, only to find his wacky friend Dignan, played by his brother Owen Wilson, determined to begin an outrageous crime spree. After recruiting their neighbor Bob, the team embarks on a road trip in search of Dignan's previous boss, Mr. Henry. But the more they learn, the more they realize that they do not know the first thing about crime.
This is our intern.
All right, we rolling.
No, but
Jamie, look that up.
Have you been to Firehouse?
I think like once.
Okay, like for real. Like there's a subsize that is this big. It's terrible.
Dude, my favorite place is Jersey Mike's.
Dude.
I've only been once is my thing.
Jersey Mike's is...
What makes you not like it so much?
It's just not that good, man. Like I went and it was like... It was worse than a Subway sandwich.
And Jersey Mike's?
Yeah, and they do this whole thing. Dude, they do this whole thing where they slice up the meat right in front of you, but it's just like boar's head meat you get from Harris Teeter.
Yeah, and it's
like,
good.
It's like, get some better meat if you're going to do this whole charade of like slicing it in front of me.
I know. I've only been once, so it's like I couldn't be like, oh, yeah, it's better than something, but I don't remember it being as bad as
you're saying. Have you ever been to Penn Station?
I don't think I have.
Dude, I have. Penn Station sucks.
I don't think I've
ever. It was all right. Yeah. It wasn't anything that
they
I would
want. They have fries, though.
Get
which
again.
Is cool for a sub place.
That is cool. You know, you never see that now that I think about
it. I'm pretty sure they put them in for free.
Yeah.
Because they just ask you, like, once really? You buy it, you're just like, after you pay, they're like, you want some fries in the bag? Mm-hmm.
They just throw them in the bag.
Yeah.
Speaking of just throwing weird, fries man. In the bag, Five Guys.
I like Five Guys.
I think Five Guys is overrated.
It's really overrated.
I like it. I like being able to get a bag full of fries.
No, I like it. I just think like people like I would never put Five Guys in the same conversation as like Shake Shack or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think Shake Shack is like because they kind of are. It's like Five Guys, Shake Shack, then like In-N-Out. Or it's like I feel like they're all. It's like dude, no.
Well, Five Guys is expensive too.
Yeah, it's just I think it's dry.
Shake Shack's the best, man.
Shake Shack, after the Freddy's I had the other night, which was, like, all right, Shake Shack's probably up there for me now. I don't know. I feel like I need to just try In-N-Out, but I'm afraid that In-N-Out's going to be, like, the same thing. It's like, oh, it's just, like, overrated.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get, like, my hopes up on it, because I just don't see it being better than that Shake Shack burger. I think it's, like, really cheap, though, is, like, the thing.
Didn't their menu have like seven things on it?
Yeah.
That's like it.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure the burger's like $5.
It's
bucks.
Good. I've been.
In-N-Out?
Yeah. It's like, it's just like burger, a double burger, a veggie, I think maybe. I don't remember. It's been like a few years. And then you get fries and they have like a couple shakes on the menu. It's like the most simple menu you'll ever see.
I went on this like YouTube kick where I was just watching people go to a bunch of different fast food restaurants and ask for the secret menu.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently In-N-Out's got like a crazy one. You can get like.
Oh, yeah. Because like
it's like, I think if you went there and asked, they'd be like, dude, get out of here.
No, I mean, like, I'm not making that. Ask for like a keto burger. I don't know what they call it, but it's like where they instead of getting a bun, they just get like lettuce as the bun.
Oh yeah, they have that at Jimmy John's. You can get like a unwich or whatever.
Oh yeah,
it's just like a lettuce wrap sub. They have this thing on the In-N-Out secret menu that's called the Flying Dutchman.
On the what?
The In-N-Out secret menu. It's called the Flying Dutchman, and it's literally just two beef patties with like cheese in them.
Why is it?
I don't know why the fuck it's called
the
Flying
Dutchman.
That's one.
What is keto?
It's low carbs.
It's like you can only eat like meat,
like
cheese,
the keto,
and vegetables.
The
right?
keto diet. Like what is that?
Yeah, it's a low carb diet.
Okay, that's all it is. I thought it was like some specific like food or something.
Maybe I look it up.
But Jamie, look that up.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's just a low-carb diet.
I think it's just like you eat like meat, anything like fatty, like meat, cheese, vegetables.
You know, you still eat some carbs, but I'm pretty sure it's limited to like mostly vegetables. Mm. I think you can have a little bit of bread.
Mm. Is it like a new thing? So I feel like I just started hearing people like talk about it.
Oh, it's high-fat, adequate protein, low carbs. So it doesn't matter what you eat as long as you meet those requirements.
My parents used to eat that like used to do that like paleo diet thing, which I think was just like the just first version fad. Of like the keto thing.
Yeah, I mean they're both just fads.
That one was so dumb. Like,
you what could they
like,
eat?
Like anything that was like
around when the cavemen were around. Yeah.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. It was just like meat, what, like mutton? Just no, like
cavemen.
You didn't have to get like caveman food, but just like meat and vegetables and stuff.
Okay, like, I like even like very specific to that time period.
Like, we would have to go out and,
with
like
a side of rocks or some shit.
We had to go out and like fucking. Like, slaughter a cow.
Yeah. Like you had to do the whole thing, like, moved houses for the weekend.
You live in a cave while you do the whole thing.
That's, like,
diet.
Part of the exercise.
We just, like, traveled through Colorado. Traveled through Colorado in, like, the middle of the winter with, like, oxen.
Oxen.
They pay actors to be, like, dinosaurs as they're throughout their houses. They're trying to prepare their meals.
Oxen, dude.
So welcome to Rom-Com.
Hey,
hey. What's
up? I'm Ethan.
Oh, we are not doing that. Do you guys just want to roll into
it? Do you want to try to just start talking about the movie?
Let's roll into it, and then once we're done, we could do like an intro or something.
Okay. Because I was thinking like we could start it with like what we were just talking about, pick out like a funny
I
want to
talk
thing.
About the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Yeah, let's get to that. But like,
get that mic up to your mouth a little bit more.
But like, start it with, like, we could start like the whole thing with us like laughing about something we were just talking about.
Well, yeah,
then we'll put the intro thing. In, then we can actually try to start it.
I
now.
Have that whole thing, so like, okay, there's cool. A bunch there. But I do want to talk about the Popeye's thing because I hated that.
do you want to talk about the movie some, then roll into the Popeye's, yeah, and then fine. We can, okay.
I have points for the movie, I have a couple. They're like really just. They're not even like they're more like just little things that I noticed.
Yeah, I wrote down a few things. Do you want to just start it like say the movie we're doing, then we'll sort of all just go around and just give a little thing about what we liked well, about it, and then
I don't
we'll
think
talk
we
about...
need to go around, but we can just start talking about stuff.
Okay,
this isn't kindergarten. No.
Hold the talking stick. Hold the talking capo.
Oh wait,
that's just weird.
Oh, yeah, we didn't sync the audio with the video. Okay.
I can do that easy.
Okay.
So this week we watched Bottle Rocket.
Yeah.
The first feature film by Wes Anderson.
First, yeah.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I was, like, actually surprised by how funny it was. Because I don't usually, like, laugh out loud at, like, a Wes Anderson movie.
I don't either. But it's still, like, you watch that, and it's, like, the goofiness that... Mm-hmm. Like, I kept watching it through the lens of his newer movies, I felt like. Yeah. Like, I kept, like... I was like, okay, it was... So he's always had that goofiness since the start sort of thing.
Well, I haven't really seen that many Wes Anderson movies, or at least that I've, like, I guess realized were Wes Anderson movies. So, like, I didn't really go into it thinking about anything else.
Yeah.
So I just kind of watched it as it was.
Yeah. Well...
I mean, I definitely think that was a lot different from most of his stuff because it didn't really have, like, his actual style yet, you know?
My thing, it's like I've watched a lot of the, like, the really new ones, and then that was the first one. And I haven't really, there's, like, that one, like, three or four in between, and then it's, like, the Wes Anderson that everybody knows now. Yeah. So it's like, you know, I'm sort of in the same boat, but it's still watching that had a lot of, you know, the same thing like when they were on the bus like during around the first scene and he had the notebook open and the camera was zoomed in on the text and zooming to it, I was like, okay, that was in like the last three of the movies he did, just with different whatever.
The like the scene that stuck out to me, because like Wes Anderson has like probably the most like specific style out of like any director I've ever seen, like it's like really fast cuts, a lot of like symmetry, the colors too, which were like the colors were there in this movie, not as like vibrant, but like, you know, a
I
lot
didn't
of
feel
like,
as on like purpose as
exactly probably just because of like budget stuff, but like that scene where it was like kind of early in the movie and Owen Wilson is talking to Luke Wilson's character and like what was his name, Anthony?
Yeah, Anthony was Luke Wilson.
Yeah, like Owen Wilson was like staying in frame and Anthony, or did I say Owen?
Yeah.
Owen Wilson was like staying in frame.
Yeah.
And then Anthony was like in frame and then he kept like running out and like running back in. Do you remember that? It was like kind of early in the movie, and that was like the one scene where I was like, okay, this is a Wes Anderson movie.
Yeah, well, that was like, no, I know what you mean, because it was like a few points mm-hmm. where I was like, wow, first movie. Because you know, like him and Owen Wilson went to high school together, mm-hmm. and that was like, they made that like sometime after high school, but I was like, his first movie, he kept like so many things that are in his older movies, like the binoculars, the camera through the binoculars.
Yeah, when I thought that was funny because he had his window. Gloves on for no reason.
Yeah, yeah, it's like the goofy shit. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, I thought it was cool.
Yeah, I liked it. It definitely isn't like one of my favorite movies ever. Like my favorite Wes Anderson movie. Yeah, not even close.
You know what I really liked about it though? The island music the whole time. I thought that was so sick.
Yeah, like added to the whole thing.
And then just like the random Rolling Stones song at the end. But
I think, I mean, really, I think the movie, in my opinion, what the movie was I thought was like the entirety of this of the scenes at like the motel. That's mm-hmm. like the part I really enjoyed. Yeah. I felt like, you know, these guys get together and it's like his just robbing places for fun.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, it's like
it didn't really seem like they had like an actual aim for
yeah,
any of
exactly.
that. Like what was Owen Wilson's character's name again?
Dingham or something.
He like
that.
Had like a whole plan, but it was like very stupid.
Well, what I liked about that side of the movie is like Owen Wilson's character, like they're all kind of just trying to like kind of please him towards the end because they know he's got like these like wild dreams.
Yeah.
And like, you know, like because at the beginning of the movie, like Anthony or whatever was at the like the mental hospital,
uh-huh.
and then later when they like the car the car breaks down on the side of the road, he's sitting on the road and he's like, "You think I wouldn't like to like have a vacation in a mental hospital mm-hmm. or whatever?" And it's like you can tell that dude has some issues too, and you know he's like a kid. They're all trying to like please his like ideas, so mm-hmm. like he feels like he's like got some sort of like meaning to his life, you know? Because like everybody else is like shitting on him, like those brothers, and like they're just kind of like pushing him around and like making fun of him, you know, like no one takes him too seriously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole thing with Dingham too, was mm-hmm.
That's what I was talking about.
I thought you were talking about Bobby, because Bobby was one of the brothers. Oh, but they didn't make fun of him.
Yeah.
Okay. But also like when he was trying to get, when he finally like got Anthony to meet Mr. Henry. Mr. Henry, like talked to Anthony one on one and was like, "Yo, like he has some delusions, but like we're gonna like basically indulge him."
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's like how you talk to and how you act around like your like 8-year old cousin. You know,
mm-hmm.
like you're like just kind of feeding into whatever they like want to do.
No,
that
yeah,
day,
that
whatever
was the
like
thing.
Wild
was,
fantasy,
and that was like off from the bat because like he was in the voluntary hospital or whatever, and they were trying to break him out, and he was telling the doctor, "Just let me come out the window because it's going to make him happier."
Yeah, I thought that was really funny.
That
did set up that whole theme of the movie.
Yeah, it was
well.
Like because it was just, you know.
Yeah, cause they're just trying to do it to mm-hmm. make him happy. Like, even at the end, when he's in prison and they come and visit him, he's basically about to get them to charge the guard stand. And they're, like, thinking about it, like, oh and then they finally realize that he was kidding.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, it's like the movie felt like that was a story. And then it was that whole motel scene, which honestly was probably, like, close to 30 minutes, it felt like. It felt like they went to the motel and then Bob ended up leaving and that whole act pretty much felt like, to me, that was like the heart of the movie or whatever. Because I don't know, I think I would have liked it not near as much as I do if that whole part of it wouldn't have been in. Because if not, it would have just been, you know, like Jackass 1.2 sort of thing. They're, you know, whatever. But
it's like they could have gone one way or the other. Like I liked it, but I wish they would have either delved more into like the relationship with mm-hmm. Anthony and that girl, or like delved more into like the like mindset of whatever that guy's name is. I can't remember.
Dingham or something like.
Like delved more into like his headspace or gone more into like the relationship.
But isn't that kind of, not to cut you off, just really quick, isn't that kind of like when you think about it, he's kind of stuck with that theme. Because, I mean, think about any Wes Anderson movie. It's like Grand Budapest, for example. Like, or any movie. He only goes so far into, like, it's always, like, this serious problem, but that's under an umbrella of like goofiness in his style. Mm-hmm. It's like, I feel like they never push, like he never wants to push too far into that. So it's like, yeah, obviously I would prefer it to be like that, but it's cool to see like he's kind of been keen to like the same sort of writing and how far he wants those characters to be, you know, whatever, explored.
Yeah. One thing that I just noticed when you were talking about it was he never really came back to that. What was her name? Inez.
Yeah.
Like it when she had that, the last time we saw her, she was on the phone with Anthony and they like, he found out that she said that she loved him or whatever.
Yeah.
But like after that, he like briefly mentioned her at the end about how she liked Owen Wilson's character, but like we never really saw like what happened there.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, I would like that if he went a little more into that stuff. But Anthony also said that like she was coming to visit. So like we know that they're like getting together, but you're right. Like that is what he does in a lot of, especially in like Moonrise Kingdom. Mm-hmm. It's like that movie's kind of centered around like young love, you know?
Yeah. And like boy with that, like out of father, like, you know, it's the whole thing.
Yeah. His but thing like the actual relationship happens really fast. Like you don't see a lot of the build up to it. And then like, it's just there. And it's like, hey, I love you. I love you too. All right, here's how you're going to get through the rest
of the
movie.
It's like quirky.
You know?
It's like that's his.
I thought that was really funny though, that they literally, what was it? They stayed at the hotel for 48 hours, or the motel for 48 hours. Yeah, and like by that time, he was like, I love you. Blah, blah, blah.
He does that a lot. Like in Grand Budapest too with the like busboy and the baker girl or whatever. Like, I mean, they meet instantly and they're in love, you know, and it's cool like the way he uses it, because most movies, you know, like kind of center around the romance, but he uses romance as like a way to carry the story.
Yeah,
like it's not like let's like bring people's attention in by making these characters fall in love. It's like, let's have them fall in love so I can get to the next part of my story. And that's like something no one else really does, you know.
No, I know what you mean. I will, you know, speaking on the romance part of it and just talking about shots and stuff, I think one of the most Wes Anderson things about that movie was when they were at the motel and he, what's his character's name? Luke Wilson?
Anthony.
Yeah. Anthony meets the housemaid and just starts following her around instantly. And it's that shot where they're on, where she, he's helping her with the cleaning cart and they both got their hands right there.
Yeah.
It's like they just met each other that day and he's just like following her around and stuff. Yeah. But it's like, goofy. It's not creepy though. Goofy. It's like he makes it goofy in some way.
It was funny.
Yeah. That is cool though. I didn't think about it when I was watching like how that like idea is in every single Wes Anderson movie. Mm-hmm. It's like really quick love, fairly young every time, and like it's like this is gonna happen right now, right now, and then we're gonna like leave together. It's always like let's go somewhere together. Moonrise, they're running away from the camp.
That's true. You know,
Grand
the
Budapest,
ones I've seen at least,
Grand Budapest, don't they like get on like the sled or like the train or something? I haven't seen in a while. But it's like they run away from there.
They do something like that. Yeah, because it's like they, it's her, it's him and that girl that's in
Lady Bird,
yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah. No, it is like this quick thing and it's, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like every time it's like immediately they fall in love, we're running away together, and then the plot will carry on to like a more serious point. But like with this one, it was like, no, I'm not going away with you. It was the first movie I've seen where he's like, it's like, he tried to like hang on to that piece of reality in this one, you know, where like,
and the girl was like, no, like crazy.
Or like, no, I'm not going to do that. But then all the other ones, he kind of just threw that out the window and was like, just make them agree. So like, it'll fit the story better.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I really liked about the movie was all the little details. Like, when they first robbed that first bookstore and like in the background, you can see the cop car lights.
Oh yeah.
And like, they're looking for the robbers, but they're just having like a conversation and they're just like going at it. Like no one's looking for them.
Yeah.
Even though like they're leaving because they know that someone's probably going to be looking for them for robbing.
Yeah. And when they're robbing that, the first guy at that bookstore and like, he like screams out, he's like, don't call me like an idiot, you punk or whatever, and you like can kind of see that like Owen Wilson's character like doesn't have it in him.
Yeah.
Like from that point, you know,
he's like, sorry.
Yeah. It's like, oh, this is never gonna go well. Mm-hmm. Like this is never gonna end well for him. Like from there on, I kind of like knew he was gonna go to prison, you know?
Yeah. Something like that.
Either also, that or like get killed, but it was kind of too lax of a movie for him to just get like shot in the middle of it.
That would have been cool in some way though, because Wes Anderson, like, he kills people in like really cool ways. It's like, I was actually talking to Dylan about this the other day, but just you know, in terms of like making a good murder scene, low budget or, you know, whatever, he was talking about there's this style you can do where it's, you make the audience like understand that someone's trying to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Sort of like the Psycho. Like mm-hmm. in the movie Psycho we watched, yeah. like they show the knife and they show the girl and you just assume it's like, okay, he's probably stabbing her, sort of thing.
Yeah,
you
but they never really
and,
showed it.
Yeah, and we were talking about that. And I just, because Wes Anderson does that a lot.
Yeah, like, which for him it's a stylistic thing, but I think in Psycho it's because they didn't really have a way to really show that on camera and make it look. Yeah.
Like, well, that movie's from like the 40s, real. Right?
60.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. But it's still like, I know, but it's like that was. It was for two different reasons, though, I feel like, because in, you know, Psycho was like, well, no one's going to. They're not going to screen my movie if there's. Mm-hmm. A really gory thing of someone getting stabbed.
I think it was the way that he did it was stylistic. Alfred Hitchcock, the mm-hmm. way that he did that scene was stylistic. But I think it was probably brought on because, like...
Of, like, the time.
The yeah. time, yeah.
Like, I feel like if he could have, he would have done some, like, crazy, like... You know, how people kill people in movies today.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, that style from that movie... transferring over to like movies now, it's sort of become this like low budget sort of style idea.
Yeah, that Popeye's like, chicken sandwich is yeah. fucking me up.
Where it's like, hey,
like crazy.
Yeah, well, where it's like, hey, we don't got a lot of money. We've got a person with a knife and a person who needs to be killed. Let's just, you know, figure out some, and we got fake blood.
Mm-hmm.
And it's yeah. like, how can we make it as real as possible without having to literally get a makeup artist and all yeah. this? You know what I mean?
Well, the thing that I really liked about Psycho, going back mm-hmm. to that, was. Mm-hmm. The scene right after he kills her and she falls face first and it,
yeah.
and like, not to sound like, I don't know, this sounds creepy saying this, but like that was like the most, I feel like the most real, like I know it was her acting, like it wasn't yeah. like actually a fake body, but like it looked like the most real, like dead person that yeah, I've seen on film because know, like yeah. literally her eyes open and she's in such like a weird position. And like most of the time in movies, they like die in like some like
mm-hmm.
comfortable position
yeah, and they like, close yeah. their eyes
and they close like, their eyes, but yeah. her eyes was wide open. Her face was like smacked into the floor mm-hmm. with like the smushed next to the toilet. And like, it just
yeah.
looked
real. It was like, real. Yeah, it's like her seeing her dead body was just as like, much of good of a payoff or, you know, in whatever sense is like when she died, like yeah. not necessarily a payoff, but like it did like the same for me yeah. almost more. Like
it didn't bring you out of the moment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I think that's what's like why, all those like really old, like 60s directors are held to this like really high regard is because mm-hmm. they didn't have like the option to do a lot of the stuff that people can do in movies now. And you know, yeah. most movies, even then, like the main topics are like violence and sex,
yeah.
even in like movies from the 60s where they can't really show violence or sex, you know?
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
like the cool ways they find like to go around like what they can actually show is like what makes those movies like so creative and so
yeah.
like
yeah.
important.
I was surprised about how much I liked Psycho. Like, I knew, like, I mean, obviously you hear it's a really good movie. Like, yeah. it's probably, it's just in the top whatever movies of all time.
Yeah, it's
like,
crazy fan.
But it's so old. Like,
yeah. But my thing was, like, I went into it kind of thinking, like, oh, this is going to be boring. It's black and white. Like, there'll be some cool scenes, like the ones that we've seen before.
Yeah.
Or at least I've seen before. But other than that, I was like, oh, it's going to be kind of like a dull movie. But it was actually, like... I really liked the conversation-driven scenes in that movie. Like, when they were sitting in the back room eating or whatever mm-hmm. when she first gets there.
Yeah.
And that conversation, I mean, lasted for a while. But
yeah,
I liked it. Like, I especially in that movie, I feel like the conversations were the main part of the movie, mm-hmm. minus, like, you know, the scenes that everyone has seen.
Yeah.
But, like, I really appreciated that a lot more than I thought I would.
Yeah. Well, that's my biggest thing, like, going into movies around that decade. Like, I tried to watch Citizen Kane. I couldn't do it. I'll eventually go back and do it. But it's, like, my whole thing. It's, like, it was just movies were different then.
Yeah.
And it's, like,
yeah.
now that I have access to things like I do now, it's... I can watch an old movie like that and be like, and see why everybody liked it so much, but it's still like, you know, me being 21 years old, I can't honestly say like Citizen Kane is the best movie ever.
Yeah.
Cause
yeah.
I just don't, you know what I mean? But it's like that
different
whole thing
time.
Of like, yeah, it's like movies today, it's like, you know, the dialogue, like, you know, Psycho, it was like 5 minute scenes of just mm-hmm. two people talking back and forth. And I get like the likable sense of it, but from just everything else I can watch now, yeah. it's like, let's see, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I liked it just because it was like so real, and like you felt like you're in the moment every time. Whereas like a lot with like the quick scenes, it's kind of like, oh, this happened. Oh, this is happening.
There's a good medium you can find. Oh yeah, it's like, you know. But
in Citizen Kane and Psycho, do they talk like they do in like those old movies that are like, meh,
yeah,
a little bit, but it's like it's not like insane amount like you're making it sound like it was,
but it's
like
more like theatrical. Yeah.
I think it was more of that's just kind of how like sound design was then. Yeah, I think that was kind of like how like this the mics made you sound. Probably,
yeah, but like their cadence and stuff. You know, they're like,
a little bit, but not like Psycho was like
it sounded
the most
normal.
Modern, like old movie I've ever seen. If that makes sense. Like,
well, I think like the '60s is when it kind of started to change. But have you guys ever seen like It's a Wonderful Life?
A long time.
Yeah, like they just like talk like that in that movie, and that movie's from like the '50s.
Yeah,
but it's like that cadence and that way. Yeah, of speaking.
I know what you're saying.
Or that might be from the.
What
60s,
was it? Was that just like a Hollywood thing? Yeah. The whole cadence.
Yeah,
shit?
No, because I talked to my grandma about it one time. So I was like, "Did people talk like that then? Like, why does every movie talk about it?" She's like, "No, it's just like, isn't that
you know
weird?
They almost have like a, but it's like a cadence, and it's almost like some like royal like something. Yeah. It's like almost like you know how we just like how we talk."
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I wonder if they talked like that normally back then, or if they still had that, like, hey, like, ah, you know.
I mean,
what
they
mean?
Were still like a little more proper than us, just because, like, more slang
proper.
Takes a while to evolve, but the actual, like, cadence and, like, that accent, they kind of like throw, like, that wasn't how people talk.
Okay, so that's like a Hollywood thing.
It isn't that weird that, like, people just went to the movies in, like, the 50s and, like, knew that wasn't how people talk, but just like went with it and like didn't think anything of it. They're like,
I wonder how that started.
I don't know.
Like, why did that start? Was it to fit more dialogue into and to keep it so that you wouldn't have to develop as much film?
Maybe, or I think it's also like just comes from like a theatrical thing. Because when you go see like a play, you know, they don't really talk the same way they do.
Yeah,
I think
like Shakespeare and stuff, like they, you know, they have a certain cadence that they talk that like people don't actually talk with, you know. So I think it like comes from like all those actors, especially when films started and there was no other like
style.
Yeah, it was just theater. So like all those people like
no, that actually makes a lot of sense.
That, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, very just like, you know, to the point. You walk to this X, you walk to that X, you say this and that, and get out, sort of thing.
Yeah.
We should have done Psycho this week because we talked about that more than we did Bottle Rocket.
Well, we can go back to
I mean, I didn't mean to get like so into Psycho as we did. It was just still kind of on my mind, but
I like the I get like the ideas. I just haven't seen the movie.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
You
have
to go to your girlfriend's
like
house.
Yeah,
but
I'm joking.
No, I was just saying, like, just back to the low budget murders and stuff. That was just what I love about some of the things that Wes Anderson does in his movies.
Yeah,
because it's like, and now he could do whatever scene he wanted to, but it's like, no, I'm gonna, you know, he's like, no, I'm still gonna keep it sort of like, you know, low budget. It looks low budget, but
it's, well, it's like you're already shocked when there's a death in a Wes Anderson movie. Yeah. Like, doesn't seem like the movie where someone would die. So like, if there was just like a random gruesome murder scene in a Wes Anderson movie, like, really wouldn't make sense.
What if it was like his last movie didn't tell anybody and he just like went all out and just made it like crazy, like just like didn't say anything about it. I was like, all right, this is my last movie.
And just people murdering everyone,
just
so gruesome.
Quentin Tarantino, like, styled Wes Anderson movie.
It's like shotguns from the sky that you, like, can't even see.
Michael Bay meets Ridley Scott meets Tarantino. Throw a Transformer in there or something.
You know, it's just, like, really bright pink.
Speaking about that, the one thing that I was a little confused about was the scene where Anthony and Dangnam were talking.
Let's just call him Ding.
Owen Wilson were talking.
Yeah.
Anthony and Ding.
And Ding.
And then Owen Wilson's character has that screwdriver because they're trying to fix that car, and that was all he had.
Oh, yeah.
And then he hit Anthony because of the money thing.
Mm.
Like, at first, I thought he sliced him with the screwdriver, but then, like, afterwards, it kind of looked like he just punched him.
Yeah.
But that was really just out of nowhere, like,
yeah.
did I need to see that sort of thing? Or could they have just ended it?
I feel like that was just like poor placement with the screwdriver in hand. And no one was like, no one even thought like, hey, maybe people are going to think you sliced his face open.
Yeah, like stabbed his eye out.
Like he's going to have like a scar going across his face like for the rest of the movie.
Yeah, no, when we were watching that, I heard you like, oh my gosh. Because he did look like he put it through his cheek.
Yeah. Like,
did they ever explain like the tape on the nose thing?
No, Bob asked him and was like, why are you doing the tape? He was like, exactly. And that was it.
Yeah.
It was just to have a gimmick, probably. Yeah,
it was like they were going to the beach.
Because they're sucked into this whole idea of being wanted bank robbers or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, he was probably just doing that to have a gimmick.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking of that whole first, like, robbery scene? When he goes up to the door, and he's wearing all black, and, like, a black toboggan, and the dude just, like, unlocks the door, and he's like, hey, you want to just wait inside while I look for the lost and found we don't have?
And then Owen Wilson just kind of, like, rushes in and is like, I lost some money.
Yeah, they actually made me get back.
He's like, oh, you're wearing the same tape thing on your nose.
Yeah, like how are they together?
Because he like brought up the tape thing, so he obviously noticed it. And then Owen Wilson walked up with the same shit on his nose, and he's like, "All right."
Yeah, I caught that, and it was.
It reminded me of that SpongeBob episode where he walks and he's like, "Put the money in the bag." He's like, "Turn the wrong way."
Yeah. I mean, I think this movie. I think Bottle Rocket was a good movie, but it was definitely like you could definitely tell it was his first one.
Yeah,
and like. I don't know, like, I liked it, but I don't know if, like, it'd probably have to be a while before I go watch it again.
I liked
it,
yeah. I'll probably never watch it again.
Yeah.
I liked it, though. Mm-hmm. I did. And, like you said, for the first one, it's, like, what's even crazier, it's, like, the first one with three people in it. Because him and Owen Wilson, you know.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Owen and Luke Wilson, that was, like, their first movie.
Yeah, I think it was all three of their first movies, yeah.
So my question with that is, has Owen Wilson's nose always just been that messed up?
Yeah, dude.
I think it actually like is broken or something. Yeah. I think it got broke or something like that.
Every movie I've ever seen him in, he's had the most fucked up nose.
Can we Google that really quick?
Yeah, like, and I want to know how Owen Wilson is the more famous brother of the two.
I don't know.
Luke Wilson is miles ahead of him.
You know the whole movie, every time I was thinking about Owen Wilson's voice, all like whenever he talked, all I could just think about was Cars. I just saw Lightning McQueen talking the whole time.
He does that, sort of thing.
Wow. Like the whole time, I was just like, speed. I am speed.
Owen Wilson with that like buzz flat top, whatever he had,
that army
and,
cut.
And him next to his brother was like, okay, well. His brother's clearly going to be the star out of this.
The thing is, his brother's more attractive.
Yeah.
He doesn't have that voice.
And honestly, like, just as good or better
at acting. Great actor. And he doesn't go, wow.
Yeah. If they're brothers, why does he sound so different, too?
I don't know. Do you think he does it on purpose?
I feel like they're definitely not brothers, and they're just like a conspiracy or some shit.
It just says here that Wilson's distinctive nose is the result of an unexplained injury in his youth. Hinted it's either because of his rowdy behavior from playing football. He nevertheless admits that he is proud of his features.
I mean, it's like you think that's like, you know, his thing.
I guess so.
He's honestly not, but like compared to Luke Wilson, it's like
it's just the nose.
Yeah. Be a janitor, dude.
Yeah,
how are you gonna be famous?
Dang.
Compared to like, it's like I think. They both just got really famous, and then Owen Wilson was like, I'll do every movie someone asked me to do. And he was like, just famous. Because he did all those like shitty 2000s, like
Fool's Gold or
whatever. Yeah, like Wedding Crashers. Like
Wedding Crashers, all right.
It was fine. It's like, it was like the.
But it's like, yeah, it's fine. Like,
yeah. It was like the typical Vince Vaughn 2000s comedy.
And but
like,
not Dodgeball, because Dodgeball's crazy.
Dodgeball is.
Yeah. Dude, we need to do that at one point. Good. That'd be fun.
No, what other movies has Luke been in?
I've seen him in other stuff for sure.
I've seen him like maybe one.
I swear it's nothing that's like crazy, you know?
Yeah, I've definitely seen him in stuff. I bet he's in like a couple Owen Wilson movies probably.
Let me see.
I mean, Owen Wilson's biggest gig has to be Cars, right?
Oh yeah, paycheck-wise for sure. That and like Wedding Crashers.
Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
Idiocracy. He's in The Royal Tenenbaums.
Oh, that's another Wes Anderson movie.
Yeah, because we watched like I watched like 30 minutes of that or something and fell asleep.
Zombieland, the new one.
Oh, fuck that. Yeah, I'm never seeing that, know. Dude.
I've never seen the first one.
Yeah. I've heard the first one's he was in the Ridiculous Six with Adam Sandler. That comedy, that Netflix.
I know. I stopped watching Adam Sandler movies.
I mean, he was an Anchorman, apparently.
Really?
Oh, I think he was like one of the like other newscasters when they had that like huge fight. That's a funny movie, dude.
It's been so long since I've seen it.
Blades of Glory with
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. Yeah, I haven't seen that one in forever. Yeah.
Dude, do you remember that scene in Anchorman when they're having that huge fight? And what's Steve Carell's character's name in that?
Brick.
Yeah, he just throws like the trident.
Yeah.
He's like, Brick, where'd you get a hand grenade? He's like, I don't know.
Luke Wilson was in Hoot. You guys remember that movie?
Hoot?
Yeah.
What is Hoot?
That Disney Channel movie from a while ago about the owl.
Ew. Like,
I don't remember that.
They
didn't want
the people protecting the owl. Like,
were the movies like Iron Giant in like that era? What was that? Was that DreamWorks or Pixar? I don't think it was Pixar.
No, I don't think so. I think it was just...
Was it Disney?
No.
Let me see.
I think it might have been DreamWorks. Or like Universal or something, or you something. Know, like
they like did Iron Giant,
Warner Bros. Animation,
Warner Bros. Yeah. Okay, because they were the same ones who did what was that like Atlantis movie or whatever?
Oh,
with the dudes flying on the, I don't know.
Do you remember that movie Robots?
Yeah, that movie was sick.
That was awesome.
That was sick.
Yeah,
that was
just called Atlantis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I see the
that whole era of those like animated movies were sick.
Yeah. And like Land Before Time and stuff.
Yeah,
the same like style. Mm-hmm. Probably Warner Bros. too. Those are good movies, man.
Those are really good. I'd like to go back and watch The Iron Giant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I ever watched that all the way through.
It's sick. I just had the VHS when I was younger. But yeah, Robots.
Yeah, Robots
that's
was
a fun
sick,
movie.
Dude.
That's
a
good movie. That's a really good one.
Dude, you know a movie I haven't seen since I was... They had like the BFG like animated movie, right?
The new one,
Big Friendly Giant,
or before that.
But didn't they have like an old animated one? Or am I thinking of like a different movie?
I don't know. They probably did. Mm-hmm.
What's that guy's name? Roald Dahl or something?
Yeah, Roald Dahl. Yeah, we read the book in fifth grade. And I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a 1989 the BFG movie.
Yeah, it's like animated, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Animated film.
That one's cool.
British.
James and the Giant Peach.
James and the Giant Peach is sick.
That's Roald Dahl, right?
The story.
Yeah.
Tim Burton didn't do Giant Peach, though, did he?
I think he did.
Because that artwork reminds me a lot of all other stuff.
Yeah, it was Tim Burton.
Okay, yeah.
Makes sense.
All those movies. I was watching a YouTube video last night, and the guy was talking about how he thought A Christmas Story was overrated, just in the sense of... When it's Christmas time, there are channels who play it 24/7. Yeah. And he's like, it's good, but I mean, what about Home Alone? And he was like, what about like Nightmare Before Christmas? Yeah. And it started making me think about, you know.
What's y'all's favorite Christmas movie?
Dude, I mean.
Die Hard. No, I don't know. I think I really like A Christmas Story. I watch that every
Good.
I watch that every Christmas Eve.
I think Elf is my favorite. Like the Will Ferrell one. That's just the one I've like seen the most and it's like the most like nostalgic for me.
Well, that's how A Christmas Story is for me.
I feel like mine's got to be like Home Alone or something.
Mm-hmm. Home Alone's
I
great.
I love Home Alone. Yeah.
Have you seen Home Alone 2?
I think I've seen like Home Alone. Is 2 when they go to New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like hanging out with that pigeon lady.
Yeah.
That has Trump in it, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, how you doing? Then 3, I think they probably go to like Tokyo or something. I don't know.
I don't even
They go somewhere.
Home Alone 3, Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
He like gets in the car. He does that like eyebrow thing. He's like.
Vin Diesel just pulling up.
Like that scene when he's in the mirror and he's like. He like does that in like a like Ferrari in Tokyo.
Oh, dude. Underrated movie. Maybe not underrated. But I feel like most people wouldn't call Tokyo Drift like the best Fast and Furious. I think it's by far the best Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Tokyo Drift.
I think the first one's the best.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's good.
Yeah.
But Tokyo Drift was just sick.
Is the second one where it's literally just...
It's like one, but...
No, the second one is just... what's the actor that died?
Paul Walker.
Paul Walker, and then the other dude. Not Vin Diesel. It's just, it's like, I don't even think Vin Diesel's in the second one.
I don't No, I remember the first one is when they go to that car garage and those people are like pumping oil down people's mouths or some weird shit.
Too Fast. Too Fast, Too Furious.
Oh, that's one at the ending when they...
Paul Walker and Tyrese Gibson. Like, I don't even think Vin Diesel's in this movie.
When does The Rock start coming in?
That's not like till like
five, right?
That's probably like the 20 like tens.
Yeah,
Fast and Furious.
How many are there by
There's
the way?
A lot,
There's like
dude.
Nine.
Isn't the ninth one like about to come out or did come out?
Yeah, dude, I can't believe they kept doing them.
I know.
It's crazy.
They should have ended with the last one that Paul Walker was in was actually pretty good.
I thought it was great. I actually really did think it was really good.
But they should have ended after that. The one after that was garbage.
I haven't seen very many of them. I've seen like the first one. And then I saw Tokyo Drift, and then I saw like the most recent, like the not most recent, but the one where Paul Walker died or whatever.
Yeah, Vin Diesel's not even.
I thought they did the last one with Paul Good, and it was like
Tokyo Drift is my favorite I've seen.
Tokyo Drift is just badass, and it was all fresh characters too. Which was weird. I wonder why they even did that. It ties in small. It ties in like a little bit to
the that one Asian
character guy. Yeah,
but
Well, isn't Tokyo Drift like a prequel?
Japanese.
Yeah, I think so. Something like that.
I mean, he might be visiting. I don't know. But,
I don't know. But, I mean, it's
simply... Powwow's there, too, dude. They might, you know.
True. He might be visiting.
But, yeah, I think it's a prequel because apparently that dude's actually dead by, like, the seventh one. And you're like, oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, he dies in that cut, the end scene or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, The Rock doesn't come until Fast Five.
Yeah, they shouldn't have added him at all.
I actually think...
I hate The Rock. The Rock is the worst. Have you seen his Instagram?
No, I don't.
He just like smiles really hard behind like just a mountain of weights. And he's like, just keep pumping. Just keep pumping. I think that dude is fighting some demons, man.
I think he's he was so famous that...
Pro wrestler.
I know. He went to college with my aunt.
Really?
Yeah, Miami.
They call him Dwayne or The Rock?
I don't think they were friends.
They definitely called him Dwayne back then.
I don't think they were friends. I think they just were near each other sometimes.
Oh, okay.
She wasn't like going up and like hugging Dwayne at lunch. Like,
oh, Dwayne. There you go. There you go again. I don't know. I feel like if he is so famous, I think you would like start forgetting that you were a real person or something
weird.
You
gotta go a little nuts, dude. Know. Like, all of them have really weird Instagrams.
The crazy thing is, like, when he does movies, he trucks, like, semi-trucks in his own gym.
Yeah.
Do you know how much equipment
that
is? Do you know how much equipment that is and how hard that would be to do?
You know what kind of demons have to go through your head to want to bring a semi-truck full of weights so you never stop working out and sit with your thoughts?
If I had that option, I would. That's sick.
Like...
It's just crazy.
Do you know how like scared of being alone you have to be to do that? And like he works out like from day to night. And he's like, I'll just get so tired that I just pass out and don't have to like sit.
I think really it's just like the idea of work in general, because that dude does a new movie every 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that dude is fine.
What's his recent one? Was that Jumanji 2?
Something with Kevin Hart.
Jumanji was actually kind of cool.
I liked the first one. I thought the second one was funny too.
Wait, they made a second
Jumanji? Not the old Jumanji, like The Rock, Kevin Hart, Jack Black.
Are you talking about the old one?
No, I saw the first Jumanji with The Rock, and that was like fine.
Yeah, there's a second one.
They made a second? Yeah. Oh, okay. Fuck that, dude. The Robin Williams Jumanji, though, it was sick.
It was where Danny DeVito played the grandpa, and he got sucked into the game.
Oh.
Instead of one of the other kids.
Dude, do you remember that?
And same with the dude from what's that Mel Gibson movie? The cop one?
I don't know.
Mel Gibson cop.
But dude, do y'all remember that movie that was basically Jumanji, but it was in like
Zathura.
Space?
Lethal Weapon.
I love that movie.
Zathura is sick.
I love that movie.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one.
Dude, that was like my favorite movie.
That was basically Jumanji.
It's the exact same plot.
I saw it more than once.
But they were in space, and it was so much scarier, and it was awesome.
It was kind of scary. Dude, yeah, those creatures kind of gave me some Halo vibes.
I just remember them playing on some board game, then they were in space.
Same thing as Jumanji, they were playing on a board game. Animals came out of nowhere.
Oh.
I've never seen the original Jumanji.
If you've seen the Rock one, it's like the same idea.
I haven't seen that one either.
Yeah. So you've never seen... You could have just said, I've never seen Jumanji.
That's what I said.
You said, I've never seen the old Jumanji.
No, he said Jumanji.
Well, I mean old Jumanji.
Sorry.
any I probably Jumanji. Won't watch the new one.
Yeah, don't.
I mean, it's, yeah.
Watch the old one.
It was good,
the
old though.
One's good. Anything funny. Robin Williams is in is good.
Yeah.
Dude, Slept On. What is that movie called with the green shit? Flurb? Flubber?
Flurb. Oh, I know.
Flubber, yeah. Flubber.
I haven't seen that movie Dude, since I was
that like, movie is
I don't
sick.
Think I ever watched it all the way through. I remember being on a Disney cruise when I was younger, and like, they
Why did you go on a Disney cruise, dude?
Our whole family did, like me and my cousins and all, like, and grandparents, but they sent us to like the daycare at the time so that they could go like do their own thing, and they were just playing Flubber, so like we made our own Flubber and watched the movie.
That's sick, dude. That's
and, cool. then me and my cousins just walked out because they just keep the door open. It's literally just like an archway, so we just walked out. Like,
what are you guys gonna do?
There was a 24/7 buffet of as much pizza as you can eat and free soft serve ice cream 24/7 on that cruise.
I bet that cruise ship pizza,
dude. I bet you. No, dude, it was great, dude. We used to eat dinner with our family and then right after go get pizza and ice cream.
Here, you can go ahead.
Hi, Carmen.
Well,
just cut this part out.
Who cares?
Not that hard.
We talked about Bottle Rocket. We talked.
Don't
want to
talk about Popeye's chicken sandwich,
dude. It is still right,
let's
like.
See, let's do the chicken. Really quick.
It is still like rumbling in my throat,
dude. So. I did not like the Popeye's.
Give it a 1 out of 5 rating. Let's just start with that.
One out of five Popeyes. Rating for the Popeye's.
1 out of 5 for Popeye's. Yeah.
Okay, for the spice, I had the spicy and the classic.
So keep in mind, 3 isn't bad.
No, I know.
Okay.
I think I'd say a 3 for the spicy in...
Bold.
Yeah, I know. But I would say probably 3 for the spicy and then probably like a 1.5 for like the classic. Damn. The classic sucks.
See, I haven't had the spicy yet. I've only had the classic.
I only had the spicy. I'd give the spicy like a... I mean, dude, like a 4.
Nah, dude. I would give Chick-fil-A spicy a 4 and then the spicy deluxe a 5.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've only had the classic, so I haven't the spicy. I'm going to give the classic a 3 out of 3.5.
How bad can fried chicken get, dude? I don't think it can get below like a 2.5.
Dude, that classic sandwich sucked.
I hated it.
I would have much rather just never had Popeyes and we had just gone to Chick-fil-A tonight.
Dude, I wish we would have gone to Zaxby's.
Dude, those fries are despicable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those fries are terrible, Popeyes, dude.
That was terrible.
It tastes like the sewer pipes inside of Popeyes.
It was bad.
And then when me and Ethan went to order, we went up to the window and I went, can I have... I just starting my order. Can I have the 2 classic chicken meals with Dr. Pepper and fries? And they go, they gave me my total. And I was like, well, I have a couple more orders. Yeah. And she went,
and then it was like silent. It was dead silent for like a minute and a half. And then she's like, what else?
Well, yeah. It's not about
and
it.
Then we get up to the window and they forgot like 2 of the sandwiches.
Yeah, they forgot the sandwiches. Like I had to like stop. We literally, I told Ethan while we were rolling up to the window, I was like, dude, we have to check what we get when we get up there.
Well, dude, that's what kills me about like the Taco Bell taking those food items off the menu.
Dude, can we talk about
that? To speed up the process. It's like, dude, that's not what's making it slow. It's like, you know,
your workers no one cares. Yes. Like, dude, it takes two seconds to make anything from Taco Bell.
It's weird though, dude. There's like 3 fast food restaurants where they like are just really quick and like orderly, and then all the others, it's just like there's a culture of just like fuck the customer. You get what I put in this.
It's like you don't want to go back and say they got it wrong.
It's crazy though. It's crazy because it's not the company. It's the workers. Yeah. And like it's the fact that Chick-fil-A has the right mind of being like, yo, let's actually like
brainwash
it.
Got him in the bag with like just a strobe on him.
Like a pocket watch like swinging at him.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A's got him strobed in the back 5 hours before they even go out on the line.
I much prefer those people.
Like they're just sitting in the chairs in their normal clothes and you just see their skin like grow into that red shirt and those gray pants. They're like, my pleasure.
My pleasure.
Yeah,
my pleasure.
There's some pleasure. Robot in the cow suit. It's not a person.
But then you go to Taco Bell and you're like, hey, can I get like like a soft taco.
Oh, you want a crunch wrap?
They'll give you a quesadilla, and I'll be like, hey, I asked for a soft taco, which is like $4 cheaper than this.
Yeah, that's like, the thing. They charge you for what they just give you.
Yeah.
You come in with $1 and it's supposed to magically have like 10.
Yeah. But actually, why would that probably be like the best job ever?
Yeah.
Because you just make friends. You're just like, hey, what are we going to make today?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, dude, if I was there, I would be like giving people the wrong shit all day.
I saw a video the other day where it was like, I think it was a TikTok, and it was this Taco Bell worker, and she goes, thank me for this secret menu item later. And it's literally just a Crunchwrap burrito, and she just grills it. Like, seriously?
Dude, the thing about Taco Bell and their secret menu, it's like, dude, I would never go through the Taco Bell drive-thru. They don't want to make shit that's on the menu. I'm not going to ask them to make shit that they have to, like, go into the freezer for. Because there's going to be snot in my burrito. And,
yeah, but why are they taking off the potato stuff?
That's, I feel like someone that worked at one was like, I can't do this anymore, dude.
That's their like best tasting option on there. It's and so it's dumb. Like, that's like the only thing that tastes different at all.
Yeah. Literally every single thing I get, they're taking away. Dude, they're away the potatoes, the loaded grillers, and the quesarito, which is my order.
Who goes to Taco Bell and doesn't get a quesarito?
I don't know. Yeah, if anybody's listening, what are they doing? They're taking off like pretty much the most popular things to speed up the process.
Yeah. And it's like, dude. One, Taco Bell doesn't take that long.
No.
And when it does take long, it's because you need to pay them more than $7.25 for them to remotely give a shit about working at a Taco Bell. Because if I worked at Taco Bell and was making $7.25, I would be throwing like
that
pieces of paper into burritos.
Okay. So
I don't care.
Wait, never mind. That was just like a... That was not all the items that they said they're getting
rid
of.
That's my thing. It's like, I never get like pissed if a drive-thru is taking long. Because I'm like, I'd be taking probably longer if I was in there to get whatever bullshit. You know what I mean? Like 3 a.m., the last guy pulling up. It's like, dude, I get it. But it's still just hilarious.
Yeah. Do you remember the time we went to Taco Bell? And it was like, it was late, but we pulled up and we were like, we tried to get quesaritos or something. Oh, quesaritos and a Baja Blast. And she was like, we're out of nacho cheese and Baja Blast. Is that okay?
So that's happened like three times to me.
And then we were sitting there, and then Bailey just said, no. And then we just drove away.
No, it's not okay. I mean, it's not your fault, but I'm not going to go to Taco Bell if y'all don't have cheese.
Okay, well.
I want that meat. Yeah.
Not the naked meat, man.
So here's the info. So I found an article that said, in a post shared to Reddit, a verified Taco Bell employee is claiming several menu staples, including quesaritos, loaded grillers, beefy Frito burritos, spicy tostadas, seven-layer burritos, triple-layer nachos, nacho supreme, and all potato offerings are getting the axe in mid-August.
Dude, that's literally the only shit I've ever heard anyone talk about getting from Taco Bell all at once.
Like, what are they going to have on the menu now? Just the soft-shell tacos?
It's literally just going to be 60-year-olds who go and get the Mexican pizza and a soft-shell taco. Yeah. Taco Bell's done, dude. It was nice while it lasted.
I don't want to go there if they don't have quesaritos or potatoes.
It's like, what's the point?
Isn't it crazy, though, that like no one else has tried to be Taco Bell yet?
No.
Well, isn't Del Taco kind of...
Yeah, but that's like not
But that's not good.
I've never had it.
I've never heard anyone talk about it.
Well, where is it at?
I think it's like on the West Coast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's like, that's more of like a regional thing.
I know
thing,
what you mean, but not, because I mean, there's like a million McDonald's sort of thing.
Have you ever heard anyone rave about Del Taco?
Well, not, I haven't here.
Exactly.
Actually, I've never anywhere. I don't really remember the last time I heard someone rave about Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Well, everyone talks unless about like, Taco Bell. It's like, hey, let's go get shit. Taco Bell, you know?
Yeah. People will rave about what happened to them because of Taco Bell, but not the actual food.
Yeah. Well, it sucks, but maybe it'll cause a new sort of Taco Bell to come up. Maybe it'll be better.
Or maybe just everyone will get together and just boycott Taco Bell.
Yeah, they'll add it back. Like,
if anything was going to happen, bring people together, it's fucking missing potatoes. All right. So, what do we give the movie?
Yeah, what do we give the movie?
Okay.
Let's wrap it up.
Out of 5.
For Bottle Rocket.
Yeah.
None of the other stuff that we talked about.
5-star rating. I would honestly go with like, if what's the average if it's 5, 2.5? That's like the middle point.
That's the middle.
Yeah, I mean, I'd do like 2.5, 3. You know, like somewhere in there. It's not anything great. Maybe 3.
I would give. I was gonna give it a 3.
Yeah.
Like it's not close because like I said, I liked it. I'm not gonna rewatch it, so it's not close to 4 for me.
Yeah.
But I'll give it a 3. I would recommend it. I would be like, hey, check this movie out.
Yeah. I think if it's like if you're into Wes Anderson. And you're into like film and you like to like, and you, if and you're like, interested in filmmaking, it's cool to see a movie that's not as polished from someone that you like think is on top of the world.
Yeah.
You
know? Exactly.
Also like, I forgot what I was going to say.
No, you're good.
What do you think your rating would be?
What rating?
I said 3.
I think it's right around there.
Oh, like, and like, it's also for people that like those quirky comedies.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think what you said was best. It's like, you know, you watch his new stuff and you think it's just always been like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you like him, if you're interested in stuff like that, check it out just so you can sort of see where his process has gone since then.
It's fun to do that with like any director you really like and has like a really unique voice.
Mm-hmm.
Besides like Quentin Tarantino, because
his have been the same.
Yeah.
But they're all so good.
I still need to watch Reservoir Dogs.
But I really like Noah Baumbach. Really
yeah.
I think he might be like my favorite director.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched his first movie, Kicking and Screaming, and it's like, it's the same thing as Bottle Rocket. With Will Ferrell? Like, no, I wish it was though. That movie's sick.
That's a good
but,
movie.
But
what movie?
Kicking and Screaming. That soccer. Do you remember the soccer one with Will Ferrell and Beyonce?
No,
he's like the soccer coach. Remember the Tigers?
I had a double feature DVD from Walmart of that and Big Fat Liar with Frankie Muniz, and I would just watch those like every day.
Anyways,
I remember that now.
Yeah, but I watched Noah Baumbach's first film. Kicking and Screaming, it's kind of the same thing as Bottle Rocket, where it's like, and it's like a comedy too. Like it's like a quirky comedy. It's like, okay, but it's nothing I would like watch again or like consider like in my like even top 100 favorite films, you know? But it's cool to watch like a director that you really respect and like admire and see them like figuring it out.
Yeah, most definitely.
And especially I think in like Wes Anderson's, I haven't seen all of his movies and I haven't seen a lot of the earlier stuff, but I've seen like clips and stuff and you can kind of like, you can really like perfectly see his lineage to where he is now and like the perfection of all the little things, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think that sums that up perfectly.
Yeah. What are some of the other Wes Anderson movies? Grand Budapest, Moonrise Kingdom,
Royal Tenenbaums, Life Aquatic.
Yep. Fantastic Mr. Fox,
Isle of Dogs,
The Darjeeling Limited.
The Darjeeling, that's the one I want to see next with Adrian Brody.
I forget that. I forget about that one. There's a few.
Rushmore, Hotel Chevalier.
I think that's like a short film.
Mm.
He has like a couple short films he does.
There's a lot on here that I've never heard of.
He did like a short film for Prada.
Really?
Yeah, it's like like around Grand Budapest, I think.
That'd be cool. Yeah. I'm going to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then he has that new movie coming out, The French Dispatch.
Yeah, that one looks cool. I'm really excited for that.
Yeah.
Owen Wilson, again.
Oh, really? Is he in it?
Yeah, Timothée Chalamet.
Cool. Yeah.
It's really cool, though, that he's stuck with like the same cast for, you know, since literally day one.
So too.
Like, the dude he went to high school with is in his newest movie. Like, that's really cool.
That's really cool. That's
sick.
Well,
I think that's about it.
Yeah, so give it a 3.
Yeah, 3.
3, yeah.
If you like Wes Anderson, check it out. If you
just like a quirky comedy movie.
Exactly. Yeah, if you like that, check it out too.
If you're like my dad and you hate Wes Anderson, there's no reason for you to watch this.
No reason.
It might be your favorite Wes Anderson movie if you don't really like Wes Anderson that much.
Maybe.
Honestly.
Maybe.
If you don't like the way Wes Anderson does his movies, you'll probably like this one more.